If you're a little bit confused about the issues around constitutional recognition for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, well, you're not alone. And that confusion is one of the reasons behind a new website which offers a one-stop shop for information. It's got the arguments for and against recognition and the process to achieve it. The aim is to broaden the debate from the political to the community grassroots level, which is where it needs to be if this any kind of change is going to be achieved. Cathy Van Exel reports.
After Malcolm Turnbull's elevation to Prime Minister, his Indigenous advisor Warren Mundine expressed optimism that constitutional recognition for Indigenous Australians could be achieved, arguing Mr Turnbull's experience as head of the Republican movement in the late 90s will help him forge consensus. The challenge of consensus cuts across both Indigenous and non-Indigenous communities. For some, the discussion up until now has been too narrow.
You know, the recognised campaign was mainly about the yes case, but we understood that there were also other views. But, you know, it's not really a two-way conversation at this stage.
Tim Buchanan is a member of a voluntary working group aligned with Reconciliation Queensland and Australians for Native Title and Reconciliation, or ANTAR. The group was formed a couple of years ago to elevate the discussion around the constitutional referendum in Queensland. He says the website draws together information on a wide range of views with the aim of helping people form an opinion.
I would have to say, and I'd be included amongst them, that there are a lot of people undecided. When the Abbott government came in, they promised to release some wording within a year, and I guess if they had, we'd all sort of at least have something to get our heads around and understand what the proposal is. I guess because it's been sort of dragging on and now it's looking like it's going out to 2017, people are probably a little bit unsure because of the unknown sort of concept of what's going to be proposed. More generally, I think there are a lot of people who are very supportive of the idea of recognising First Peoples in the referendum, but equally there is, you know, amongst the First Peoples that I've spoken to, a kind of a feeling that it's a colonialist document and it's really more meaningful to white people than black people.
Among those who question the push for constitutional recognition is University of Southern Queensland Associate Professor and Community Worker Mary Graham, an Indigenous elder from the Gold Coast.
It's not a step forward. It's a step that is going to be taken at the wrong moment. I'm not even saying that it's a wrong step per se. I'm saying it's the wrong timing. The first step that should be taken is to consider, and this might take years, towards a treaty. Now, there's lots of Aboriginal people who have different ideas about treaties. There's any number of different treaty systems you could have. Nevertheless, I would consider looking at that first, and then later on, it's concluded by constitutional change.
How would you characterise the discussion to date around this issue of constitutional recognition?
Well, I think it's very one-sided, actually. I'm like many Aboriginal people who are a bit suspicious of it. I think this view about being suspicious about it and of veering away from constitutional recognition is pretty widespread in the Aboriginal community. There's not hatred there or anything, but they're suspicious of people who want to push this to other Aboriginal people who are pushing this, you know. But especially the thing of that it's a government-supported thing. And there's nothing much you can say or government can say or do to allay those suspicions, really.
Reconciliation Queensland co-chair Uncle Bill Buchanan acknowledges that the discussion to date has not been broad enough.
I think people are struggling to be heard sometimes. That was, in fact, one of the reasons for this website coming about, was that I think people were struggling to be heard, or if they had concerns or issues, they were struggling to actually to have somewhere to put them.
Bill Buchanan says constitutional recognition is an important part of the journey for reconciliation.
It's unfinished business for the whole of Australia, where we have a constitutional legal founding document that doesn't even recognise the key role that our First Peoples actually play in the history of this country. Also, the other issues there of unfinished business around being the only, you know, developed country in the world that still has the capacity within its constitution to make race-based laws.
The aim of the website is not only to provide information, but stimulate a grassroots discussion about the issues. Tim Callanan says the Indigenous-only conventions agreed to by former Prime Minister Tony Abbott will play an important role but he says political leaders need to listen.
I think there's, you know, always been a tendency of government to sort of take a we know what's best approach with Indigenous matters, and I do think if you're going to try and elicit a change like this, and recognition is, you know, it's a symbolic thing in terms of the Constitution, which is, again, you know, a white fella document, I do think that there has to be a two-way dialogue on this, and there has to be some give and take. We can't just be trying to come up with a minimalist solution that keeps conservative Australia happy.
At the heart of the debate for many Indigenous people is the question of constitutional change over a treaty. Mary Graham argues a treaty should be the priority.
Recognised in the Constitution, how is that going to impact on dysfunctional communities or something? How is it going to impact straight away on the bad housing situation, bad employment situation, bad health situation and so on? Whereas if you looked at a system of treaties, you could actually go straight to the point and start discussing those things.
Bill Buchanan believes constitutional recognition must come before a treaty.
The issues around treaty and sovereignty are processes that we need to have as part of the reconciliation landscape. What they are and what they may be or may not be will be largely determined at a time when the government is in a position to move forward on those matters. So I think part of the process here is that we are on a journey.
Mary Graham is predicting a bumpy journey ahead for constitutional recognition.
I think you will have a real discussion and debate, and my sense and feeling is the outcomes of those will not be what the 40 advisers and the government will particularly want to hear.
Indigenous Elder Mary Graham, ending that report from Cathy Van Exdel. And the website is recognizeaustraliasfirstpeoples.com. recognizeaustraliasfirstpeoples.com. If you want to find out more about the issues around constitutional recognition, and I guess it's important that all of us do.